This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Wagner mercenary fighters are now in Belarus, according to Ukrainian and Polish officials. It follows a video release by Minsk showing them training Belarusian soldiers. It's the first indication that a deal to end Wagner's mutiny last month is being implemented. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Video shared by Russian war correspondent Alexander Kotz on Saturday evening appeared to show a convoy of trucks and military vehicles on a highway in southern Russia. Some were flying the Wagner flag. There was no immediate comment from the Kremlin. The Belarusian Hayun project, which monitors military activity in the country and is viewed as an extremist formation by Minsk, said a large column of at least 60 vehicles with Donetsk and Luhansk license plates entered Belarus overnight Friday from Russia. President Alexander Lukashenko hasn't sent troops to Ukraine, but he has allowed Moscow to use Belarusian territory to launch its invasion and as a base for Russian nuclear weapons.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Meanwhile, as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, Biden administration officials this week reemphasized their commitment to assisting Ukraine.
During the recent summit in Vilnius, NATO members stood by Kyiv despite not offering it a clear roadmap to join the alliance. U.S. President Joe Biden, however, made it clear last week that Ukraine won't need to wait for NATO membership to receive long-term security assurances. He was referring to a new framework unveiled by the group of seven of the world's most advanced economies that paves the way to address Kyiv's current and post-war needs. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And you'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Sunday she was eager to work with China on areas of mutual interest, including debt restructuring for poorer countries, and that multilateral development banks needed reforms before capital increases could be considered.
Last week's visit served as a step forward in putting our relationship on a sure footing and establishing a resilient and productive channel of communication. There's much more work to do, but I believe this trip was an important start.
And at a news conference before the meeting of the group of 20 finance ministers and central bankers in India, Yellen also said that there's a plan to get tougher on Russia because of its war in Ukraine.
One of our core goals this year is to combat Russia's efforts to evade our sanctions. Our coalition is building on the actions we've taken in recent months to crack down on these efforts.
At least four people have died after a boat carrying 20 people sank in Bangladesh's river near the capital Dhaka on Sunday. Details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Most of the passengers were believed to have swum ashore as the water bus sank close to the bank, according to a fire service official. Four bodies have been recovered and the rescue operation is ongoing, a police official told Reuters. Police add that seven people have been rescued and sent to hospitals. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Iranian police announced a new campaign to force women to wear the Islamic headscarf. Morality police returned to the streets on Sunday. This is 10 months after the death of a woman in their custody sparked nationwide protest. The morality police had largely pulled back following the death of the 22-year-old last September as authorities struggled to contain mass protests calling for the overthrow of the theocracy that has ruled Iran for over four decades. Protests largely died down earlier in the year following a heavy crackdown in which more than 500 protesters were killed and nearly 20,000 detained. Many women continue to flout the official dress code, especially in the capital, Tehran. The office of the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, says he was discharged after an overnight hospital stay for a checkup and monitoring following a dizzy spell. The 73-year-old was discharged Sunday after being rushed to the hospital the day before. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.